From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Hello listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, commentary, and so forth. Also, we will play some songs. Well listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz, 4750 kHz, and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. The Indonesian government has submitted several proposals and concrete steps that needs to be considered in order to stop Israeli military aggressions against Palestine. The proposals of the outcome of intense communication between Indonesia and other countries in Southeast Asia to the European Union. The proposals were conveyed by Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi in a virtual meeting regarding the outcome of the ministerial meeting of the Executive Committee of the Islamic Operation Organization OIC on Sunday. She also said that the three proposals are to ensure unity among OIC member states and all stakeholders in Palestine. She added that without unity, the OIC would not be able to be a driving force in mobilizing international support for Palestine, including achieving its aspiration for independence. Then, the OIC must seek an immediate ceasefire and suggest that OIC remains focused on helping the independence of the Palestinian people. Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno LP Marsudi attended an open-ended extraordinary ministerial meeting of the OIC Executive Committee to discuss Israeli aggressions against Palestine, held virtually on Sunday. The meeting was attended by 16 ministers and deputy foreign ministers, as well as the representative from the Organization of Islamic Cooperation Member Countries, OIC. During the emergency meeting, the participants expressed their concerns over the current situations in Palestine. Minister Retno encouraged each member state of the OIC to use their respective influence to stop the acts of violence and impose de-escalation and ceasefire immediately. The meeting's participants also exchanged ideas about various international forums and mechanisms that could be used to help Palestine and ease the ongoing tension. Let's move on to the international news. Saudi Arabia announced on Sunday that foreign visitors arriving by air from most countries will no longer need to quarantine if they have been vaccinated against COVID-19. Visitors from 20 other countries, including the United States, India, Britain, Germany, France, and the United Arab Emirates, remain banned from entering the kingdom, however, under measures to curb the spread of the coronavirus. The Civil Aviation Authority said that from May 20, non-Saudi visitors arriving in the kingdom from eligible countries by air who are fully vaccinated or have had COVID-19 and recovered will no longer have to spend 7 days in government-approved hotels as long as they provide an official vaccination certificate upon arrival. Some Indian states said on Sunday that they would extend COVID-19 lockdowns to help contain the pandemic, which has killed more than 270,000 people in the country, as the federal government pledged to bolster its vaccine supplies. The number of deaths from COVID-19 in the past 24 hours in India has risen more than 4,000, for the fourth time in a week, with Sunday's more than 310,000 new infections representing the lowest single-day rise in more than 3 weeks. Federal health officials warn against any complacency over a plateauing in the rise of infections, however, and urge states to add intensive care units and strengthen their medical workforces. The United Nations General Assembly on Tuesday is set to consider a draft non-binding resolution calling for an immediate suspension of the transfer of weapons to the military junta of Myanmar, a UN official said on Sunday. Unlike Security Council resolution, General Assembly's resolution are non-binding but carry strong political significance. If an approval by consensus cannot be reached, the full General Assembly, 193 member states, will vote on the measures. As some Brazilian states strain to get coronavirus vaccine to complete immunizing their seniors, a city in the interior of São Paulo state devoted all its doses Sunday to a mass immunization for all residents 18 to 60 years old as part of a medical research project for the pandemic. The task force set up 45 vaccination points at voting sites in Botucatu, and people were directed to get their shots at their normal election center. Those showing up for shots also were separated by age groups. The research project hopes to vaccinate 80,000 of Botucatu's 149,000 residents to test the effectiveness of the Oxford-AstraZeneca coronavirus vaccine, as well as study people's behavior related to the pandemic. The study is expected to last about 8 months, including the application of the second AstraZeneca dose and monitoring of the vaccinated population. That was the news.
Indonesia's economic growth in the second quarter of this year will enter a positive path. Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Erlangga Hartarto in a press conference on Saturday estimated that Indonesia's economic growth could reach 7% this year. He said, Indonesia's export and import performance growth and return to a positive direction. Government spending also experienced the same thing. Several sectors such as information, communication, health services, agriculture, property, and industry experienced significant increases. This is due to the existence of value-added tax on luxury goods, which is borne by the government and other policies. Meanwhile, the Asian Development Bank (ADB) at the end of last month predicted Indonesia's economic growth in 2021 to reach 4.5%. it is estimated that it will increase in 2022 to 5% amidst the national and global economic recovery. ADB, according to its director for Indonesia's Winfried Winkland, is optimistic that Indonesia will return to its growth path next year. This is when referring to the continuous recovery of trade, the revival of the manufacturing sector, and a large national economic recovery budget for 2021. This can be realized as the COVID-19 vaccination program progresses and more economic sectors return to operation. In addition, investment is also expected to increase along with improving economic prospects. Unfortunately, the pace of recovery in financing or credit is likely to lag behind. Given the uncertainty of investor sentiment, inflation, which reached an average of 1.6% last year, is estimated to rise to 2.4% in 2021. This inflation rate is still within Bank Indonesia's target range due to inflationary pressures caused by currency depreciations and higher food demand. Of course, there are some significant risks to this estimate. Economic recovery may slow down if there is a spike in COVID-19 cases during the Eid al-Fitr holiday. From the news in the media, it can be seen that the government has made efforts to prohibit people from going back to their hometowns for the holidays. This is to reduce the rate of transmission of COVID-19. However, in reality, there are still many people who tried by all means to carry out the homecoming tradition on Eid al-Fitr holidays. In addition, delays in vaccination efforts and weaker government revenues also had a significant impact in achieving economic growth forecasts in the second quarter of this year.
Today's story starts with the event on May 17, 1949, the Proclamation Day of Kalimantan. May 17, 1949 is known as Kalimantan Proclamation Day. This incident was a proclamation which stated that Kalimantan was an inseparable part of the Republic of Indonesia. The proclamation was read by Governor of the Indonesian Navy, Division 4 of Kalimantan Defense, Lieutenant Colonel Hasan Basri. This was a form of reaction to the Linggarjati Agreement, which stated that only Java was the territory of the Republic of Indonesia. Next event was in 1950 when Indonesian Publisher Association was established. The Indonesian Publisher Association (IKAPI) was founded on May 17, 1950 through the initiative and agreement of several national publishers. The establishment of the association was part of the resistance against foreign publishers, especially those belonging to the Dutch East Indies government, which monopolized book publishing in Indonesia. The association was also formed with the desire of national publishers to assist the government in building a smart Indonesian community. Since 2002, the establishment of IKAPI has been commemorated as a National Book Day. The last event was in 1983 when 17th May Agreement was signed. The May 17, 1983 treaty was an agreement signed between Lebanon and Israel during the Lebanese Civil War on May 17, 1983, after Israel invaded Lebanon and besieged Beirut in 1982. It called for the withdrawal of the Israel Defense Forces or Israeli Defense Forces from Beirut, and provided a framework for Israel, the establishment of normal bilateral relations of both countries. Lebanon was under Israeli and Syrian military occupation during negotiations. listener, that's today in history. Voice of Indonesia, the next segment that we'll present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
National economic growth is already on the right track and heading towards positive growth. Deputy Chairman of the Indonesian Chambers of Commerce and Industry for National Entrepreneur Development, Arsyad Rashid, in his statement in Jakarta on Wednesday, May 12, said, "The growth of gross domestic products in the first quarter of 2021 is something to be grateful of, because it happened in the midst of the pandemic that was still hitting Indonesia." According to him, the smaller contractions in the first quarter of 2021 show signs of increasingly real economic recovery and is believed to be heading in a positive direction. Based on data from the Central Statistics Agency, in the first quarter of 2021, national GDP was still -0.74% on an annual basis, yet improving compared to the fourth quarter of 2020, which was -2.19%. Another positive factor was that a number of business sectors experienced positive growth, namely information and communication, water supply, waste management, waste and recycling, and health services and social activities. Arshad is optimistic that in the second quarter of 2021, economic growth will be more expansive, with initial estimates in the range of 5-7% on an annual basis. This is in line with the increasingly massive implementation of COVID-19 vaccination, both by the government and the Chambers of Commerce and Industry. He explained in May 2021, it is scheduled to start a mutual cooperation vaccination program for workers and their families. Mutual cooperation vaccines are distinguished from vaccine use in government programs. This is based on the regulation of the Ministers of Health concerning the implementation of vaccination in the context of the COVID-19 pandemic. The vaccine that the chambers will use in the program are the Sinopharm vaccine from China and the Moderna vaccine from the United States. Previously, on April 30, 2021, over 480,000 vaccines from Sinopharm had arrived in Indonesia via Soekarno-Hatta Airport. Arshad describes that the optimism for economic growth is supported by the Mutual Cooperation Vaccination Program as a game changer. Vaccination is a major factor in stimulating economic and social activity while still implementing strict health protocols.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Thank you.
spotlights to shine, shining down on so bright, driving my ride through the city in the night. Everything is good and alright. We're gonna party till the morning light.
Office Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener now will present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. Listener, Gua Belanda, which means Dutch cave, was built by the Dutch colonial government in 1912. This cave was used as a canal for the water supply of the Cikapundung River, which flows near the location of the tunnel for the hydropower plant. During the independence era, the colonial government also used this cave as a military facility. They devised strategies, stored artillery and weapons, and turned it into a radio communication station. Its location was hidden and high, making this cave a strategic area for the Dutch army. Now the Gua Belanda is a tourism attraction that is visited by many people, especially on weekends. There are two sides of the entrance to the cave, which are connected to each other by 15 alleys in it. Visitors can also see several other rooms, such as the room which was previously used for resting or sleeping for Dutch soldiers. There is also a detention room or prison, an interrogation room for detainees. There are also other interesting sights that visitors can see in the cave, namely the former trolley rails for the transportation of goods, or the light that extends in the alley of the cave, and the room of the former Dutch East Indies military telecommunication radio station. To access this place, visitors can use private vehicles or public transportation, For private vehicles, they can directly enter and park at the gate area. Meanwhile, if visitors use public transportation, there are two tracks of city transportation that pass through it. The first is from Ciroyom to Ciburial. These public vehicles are green and white in color and usually stop at Simpang Dago. While the second alternative is from Dago to Caringin, which is orange. This public transportation usually passes the Jalan Suci, Pahlawan, and Cikutra. If using this public transportation, visitors have to get off at the T junction towards Tahura Juanda. The direction is that there is a mini market near the T junction. From there, visitors can walk for about 500 meters to the Tahura Gate. Gua Belanda is about 1 km from the entrance. Entrance ticket for this tourism area is 11,000 rupiah per person. Well, listener, keep listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku o chaku yo shite, COVID-19 no kansen kakudai o fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata o mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bishaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Same, all the love we feel together, we could feel all.
We said hello to the light of night. I feel the love when the moon arises. We end the day with a happy smile. Thank God for all the things we have.
Listener, the next segment is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In this program, we'll introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
Welcome back, listener, to Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is still about sakit, which means sick, so stay tuned. Here is the conversation entitled Berapa Umur Anda, which means How Old Are You? This dialogue is between Kevin and the clinic staff. The registration staff asks the patient's age. Let's listen to the conversation.
Berapa umur Anda?
25 tahun.
Having listened to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word 2 times and you can repeat after me. Berapa, berapa, which means how many. Umur, umur, which means age. Usia, usia, which means age. Umur Anda, which means your age. berapa umur Anda? Berapa umur Anda? Which means, how old are you? 25 tahun. 25 tahun. Which means 25 years old. Berapa usia Anda? Berapa usia Anda? Which means, how old are you? In the dialogue, you listen to a question, berapa umur Anda? Berapa umur Anda? Which means, how old are you? In the question, there is a question word, berapa? Berapa? Which means, how many? Which is used to ask size, value, price, unit, time, number, and age. For example, berapa umur Anda? Berapa umur Anda? Or, berapa usia Anda? Berapa usia Anda? Which means, how old are you? The words umur and usia, which mean age, have the same meaning. Let's listen to the other examples to ask someone's age. Berapa usia Anda? Berapa usia Anda? Which means how old are you? 25 tahun. 25 tahun, which means 25 years old. Usia Anda berapa? Usia Anda berapa? Which means how old are you? Usia saya 25 tahun. Usia saya 25 tahun, which means I'm 25 years old. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Berapa umur Anda?
25 tahun.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Jalani setiap hari bersama, oh, lalu ku jadi suka. Awalnya biasa, tapi lama-lama cuma ada biasa, tapi lama-lama ku selalu menunggu pesan dari kamu. Mungkin karena kita terbiasa jalani setiap hari bersama, oh, lalu ku jatuh cinta. Thank you.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions, 4750 kHz for European regions, and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner, about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, in today's Music Corner, I'm going to present a keroncong song entitled Meraih Rembulan by Dian Mita. The song written by Koko Tole tells the story of the beauty of the moon, which feels close but far and high in the clouds. This song also implies a message and enthusiasm to reach a dream. Though it's high, it is possible to achieve. The keroncong song Meraih Rembulan is arranged with modern keroncong music. Well, listener, here is Dian Mita with the keroncong song entitled Meraih Rembulan. Enjoy!
Jangkauan
Voice of Indonesia.
Bang, bang, bang.
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Keep listening to our program at www.voinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions or 4750 kHz for European regions. Don't forget to check out our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram voice.of.indonesia. Also, send your reception report to VOI at voinews.id. I'm Putri Safiri Adela. See you on the next English program.